Welcome to your first date night. We are about to go on an epic journey. We've designed the course to guide you through a series of explorations, both mental and physical, to master the skills of having kinky sex and try out a wide range of kinky experiences. Don't worry, you'll have the chance to get as kinky as you want to be. After completing all of the date nights, you'll have all the tools you need to set out on kinky sex explorations on your own. But just like a professional athlete doesn't just jump into the game, we don't want to throw you into advanced sexual explorations before you've developed the fundamental skills of kinky sex. This course is designed to prepare you for extraordinary erotic adventures while minimizing risk, keeping your relationship intact, and giving you the tools to succeed. Take a deep breath. We begin with the very intimate act of talking out loud about your sexual fantasies, desires, and goals. Depending on your relationship, this might be super casual or a really scary endeavor. Many couples don't talk about sex that often, leading to a lot of guesswork or assumptions. In order to create your ideal sex life, you have to be willing to communicate with your lover about what it is you want and how you want it. In exchange, you must be open to hearing about what your lover wants and how you might participate in meeting some of their desires. Ultimately, this is a powerful opportunity to create a more fulfilling sexual relationship for both of you. It is a win for both of you when it goes well. Keep that in mind as you proceed, and if it ever feels like you are not on the same team, take a step back and recalibrate. This week, our first step is to start exploring your authentic erotic fantasies. Perhaps you already fantasize about kinky sex. Maybe your lover is the kinkier one and you've never explored your fantasies. Either way, kinky sex starts in your imagination. We'll start there and then bring elements of your kinky fantasies to life in your bedroom. When you give yourself permission to fantasize, what turns you on? When do you feel most erotically alive? What gets your heart racing? Ready? Let's get started. Fantasy versus desire. The first step to having fun and kinky sex is differentiating between fantasy and desire. Many people try to introduce the idea of kinkier sex by saying something like, "Tell me about your fantasies." While this is a great question to ask, you can run into trouble if you mix up fantasy with desire. The difference between fantasy and desire is incredibly important to establish and maintain. Establishing this difference will give you more freedom to explore fantasy and more confidence in naming your desires. You'll be more likely to know what you authentically want and much more likely to make those desires a reality. We strongly urge you to maintain a very clear distinction between these terms. Here are their dictionary definitions. Fantasy, the activity of imagining things, especially things that are impossible or improbable. Fantasy is the realm where anything is possible, where you are free to imagine wild scenarios, extraordinary circumstances, and superhuman powers. Desire, a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. Desires are the experiences that you find pleasurable and want more of in your actual life. In fantasy, anything is possible. The limits of reality do not apply. The bank account is endless. Your health and safety are guaranteed. You are dropped into the blank slate of possibility, and the only limit is your imagination. In the realm of fantasy, you can privately explore the outer limits of sexuality without any risk. Something changes from a fantasy to a desire as soon as you want to make it real. Fantasies are not fulfilled. Desires are. Fantasy lives in our imagination alone. Desires are part of our real physical lives. When it comes to kinky sex, it is essential to know what is a fantasy alone and what is a desire for an actual experience. Kinky erotica, online groups, and kinky porn are full of intense, advanced forms of kinky sex. While all of these sources can get your kinky imagination going, providing you with lots of ideas for kinky fantasies to explore, they are not a good guide for your actual kinky sex life. That would be like watching professional sports and not knowing anything about football, jumping on the field with the pros. You are going to get hurt and have a miserable experience. Instead, we encourage you to use your fantasies to provide hints about what you want to experience, and then explore in small steps to maximize pleasure and minimize risks. This course will help you fulfill your wildest dreams while keeping you safe and your relationship intact. Trust us, we've seen far too many couples dive into the deep end of kinky sex, only to realize they never learned how to swim. As you explore your fantasies and name your desires, remember that you can explore your desires one step at a time, savoring the pleasures and intimacy you'll discover along the way. Now we're going to do our first interactive exercises. At the end of the date, you can choose to share your responses to these exercises. For now, each of you complete the exercises as individuals. Try to be as honest and open as you can, as this is the only way to create a truly satisfying sex life. Ready? Let's get started with a little warm-up exercise about the difference between fantasy and desire. Read through the following list, a mix of sexual and non-sexual scenarios, and sort them into one of three categories. For each item, think to yourself, fantasy, desire, or neither? Ask yourself, is this exciting only as an imaginary idea? Is it a desire I want to actually make happen? Or does this have no appeal at all? Ready? Begin now. One of the big ideas to notice right away is certain things are better in fantasy than they will ever be in reality. Very few people would actually want the lifestyle of a busy CEO. Sure, you might want more cash, but would you trade it for all of the stress of running a huge business? Some people might love the idea of adopting a puppy, but would never want to wake up 30 minutes earlier to take Fido on a walk and pick up poop in plastic bags. Owning a vacation home sounds great to some people, while others might like the freedom to try new places every year. We all have individual combinations of desires, abilities, and limitations that define what our ideal life would look like. If you were ever in doubt about whether something is a fantasy or a desire, think about it in greater detail. As you push the thought experiment, notice if it starts feeling more or less pleasurable. Fantasies get less exciting when you think about the practical details, while desires start feeling more and more right for you. Your sexuality is a unique constellation of needs, desires, and life circumstance. You know yourself best. And throughout this course, you'll tap into that self-knowledge to define a truly authentic kinky sexuality for yourself. Once you can name your own desires, you can begin figuring out where your desires overlap with your lover's desires. This area of the Venn diagram is where you get to play. Remember that your desires change over time, so your area of overlap will also shift all the time. You'll always have new things to explore together, which is why developing these communication skills is the first skill you are building in this course. If you have actively fantasized in the past and are able to name your top sexual fantasies, you can proceed. If you want a comprehensive guide on tapping into your erotic imagination so you can get to better know your fantasies, check out the bonus guide on how to fantasize, included in this month's resources. Go to your Gumroad library to download it. This guide shows you how to activate the power of sexual fantasy and figure out what you desire most. By the way, the How to Fantasize guide is worth checking out even if you are already great at fantasizing. Define the boundary between fantasy and desire. When it comes to kinky sex, a realistic boundary between what is best left to fantasy alone is essential. This boundary is what allows you to have an active erotic imagination while also having a safe, fulfilling, and legal sex life. For example, many people fantasize about public sex. The idea of being sexual in a crowded place, charged with the thrill of discovery and the rush of adrenaline, is a very tempting fantasy. As a reality, it is one of the highest risk activities out there. Being clear about real-world limitations is important when considering what parts of your fantasies are actually desires. An active exploration of both fantasy and desire is absolutely critical for a fulfilling sex life. In fantasy, you can freely explore without consequences, noticing your reactions and responses to a huge range of possibility. Then you can name your desires, the specifics about what you want more of in your actual life, and begin seeking out their fulfillment. Without permission to fantasize, our desires become very weak or non-existent. So many people we talk to say things like, "I don't even know what I want," or "I have no desires whatsoever." We are willing to call that bluff and invite those folks and everyone else into the rich territory of their erotic imagination, into the realm of fantasy. We believe everyone has desires. They just may be hibernating or hiding out. With an active exploration of your fantasies, you can wake up your dormant desires, and suddenly your erotic life becomes much more vibrant and much more satisfying. As we dive into the wide open world of erotic fantasies, we will be constantly asking you to evaluate what is fantasy and what is desire. Learning how to differentiate the two is the first huge step in figuring out what you really want and how to get it. Remember, if you want to dive deeper into the art of sexual fantasizing, check out the bonus guide on how to fantasize, included in this week's resources. Go to your Gumroad library to download it. Okay, ready for our first exercise? Let's warm up a bit by exploring your non-sexual desires. Ask yourself the question, what do I want more of in my life? What experiences am I craving? Scan the list below and circle anything that feels like a desire. You have 1 minute. Go. Now pick your top three desires. What do you want more of in your life? Write them down on your worksheet. Next, we will explore your known sexual desires using the same technique. The list you'll see is just a few possibilities in the wide world of sexual desires. If something comes to mind as you look at this list, write it down. Take a deep breath and give yourself permission to name your desires. This process of externalizing desires and giving them a name can be scary. Many of us have been told that our desires are greedy or selfish, or that you shouldn't have to ask for what you want if the chemistry is right. We're here to tell you that that is not true, and that the act of naming your desires is a brave and important step towards an extraordinary sex life. When it comes to kinky sex, this is an absolutely essential skill. We're going to invite you to get more and more specific about what it is you desire and crave. In this next exercise, you'll have 1 minute to scan a list of sexual possibilities and circle your desires. Remember, desires are the things you want more of in your life. You don't have to explore all your desires all at once, so don't get overwhelmed. Just try to be honest with yourself. You may not know why something appeals to you. Simply feel that spark of desire. At the end of this date, you can share your lists and have more conversations about what comes up. For now, keep your answers private and notice how it feels to start identifying what you want in your sex life. Are you ready for your next exercise? Start by scanning through the list below. These are some of the most common sexual fantasies. Circle any that interest you, even if you aren't sure why you are drawn to it. I want my sex life to include more... ... Ready? Go. Now, pick your top three desires. What do you want more of in your sex life? Write them down. Defining desire, from fantasy to lived experience. We have defined a clear boundary between fantasy and desire. As you continue through this course, give yourself permission to fantasize. Your fantasies will help you continue to discover your authentic desires so you can have the most satisfying kinky sex possible. Now we will guide you in defining your specific, authentic sexual desires. We will encourage you to start having candid conversations with your lover about what you both want to experience. This week's explorations will give you a delicious taste of all the pleasures yet to come. Let's begin by identifying elements of your fantasies that you want to explore in real life. We're going to guide you in coming up with a list of your desires. Think of it like a wish list for your sex life. Defining your desires. Earlier, we distinguished between fantasy, the realm of imagination where anything is possible, and desires, specific pleasures you would like more of in your life. Now we will start making the translation between fantasy and desire, finding themes and hotspots in your fantasies that point towards those specific elements that you may want to make happen in real life. This is where we ask you to get very specific about what you really want more of. What elements would create a more satisfying sex life on your own terms? Perhaps you notice that you often fantasize about being dominated, overwhelmed by a hot lover who takes control and tosses you around in a frenzy of pleasure. Power play is one of the most common fantasies for both men and women, and is one of the easiest to make into your erotic reality. You can identify your desire to be erotically submissive, then ask your partner to step up and be more dominant. If they're open to trying it out, you can set specific boundaries so it doesn't go too far. Shove me up onto the bed, spank me a little bit, but don't ever slap my face. You can deliberately create the opportunity to explore this dynamic with your lover, and then see how it plays out in real life. We'll dive deep into the skills of playing with erotic power later on in this course. Examples of translating fantasy into desire. I fantasize about really rough sex. No matter how hard I struggle, I can't stop what's happening to me. I desire rougher sex with my husband. I want him to pin me down and fuck me hard without asking me, "Is this okay?" I fantasize about a whole harem of women attending to my every need as I lounge about and smoke a pipe while sipping on the best booze. I desire the opportunity to totally relax and lie back while my girlfriend brings me beers topless and then I get a blowjob. I fantasize about being a cruel, dominant lover who creates an intoxicating mix of fear and arousal in men. I want to get really dressed up and then play with a partner who is eager to please me and ready to follow my every command. I fantasize about being covered in whipped cream head to toe as I eat tiramisu off the rock-hard abs of an Italian underwear model as he recites poetry in Italian. I desire my husband to feed me dark chocolate and speak to me in his broken high school Italian while he makes love to me. I always find that hot. I fantasize about being kidnapped by three huge guys and held captive. I desire being thrown over your lap and spanked while being told how sexy I look when I squirm. I fantasize about a threesome with my husband and another man. I desire the experience of double penetration, so I want to use a toy while having sex. I fantasize about a threesome with my husband and another man. I desire the experience of being seen, so we're going to find someone to watch via webcam. I fantasize about a threesome with my wife and another man. I desire a threesome, so we'll take baby steps to explore opening up to third partners once in a while. For the next two exercises, fill in the blanks with whatever words or phrases come to mind immediately. If you have multiple answers, go for it. Write paragraphs about your responses if you want. Allow these prompts to get your thoughts flowing and pay attention to any information that presents itself to you. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. This is about exploring what is inside your erotic imagination and naming your desires. Try to be honest. If you notice yourself censoring your desire and imagination, give yourself permission to just explore a little. Naming a desire doesn't mean you have to do everything right now. Have fun with this. You are a brave, erotic explorer on an adventure. Okay, let's do an exercise 3. Try making up your own fantasy to desire translations. Just write down what comes to mind. We'll give you a couple minutes for this exercise. Now let's complete exercise 4. Try completing the following questions and see what comes up. Now, take a moment to reflect. What specific elements keep repeating in these exercises? These themes may include sexual activities, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your imaginary lover, words or phrases, sensations or emotions. For now, just notice the common themes in your fantasies. As you continue through this course, new fantasies may emerge, and you will find ways to satisfy your most persistent desires. Write down at least 3 common themes that have emerged in your fantasies. What we've covered, your erotic fantasies live in your imagination where all things are possible. Fantasize freely. Your sexual desires are what you want more of in real life. Knowing the difference between fantasy and desire will help you have more satisfying sex. Start thinking about what desires you want to explore as you journey further into kinky sex.